Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And that's right, folks. I'm Tom Salero, sitting in for the great Jay Oliva, LI in the AM, and we have none other than, as you just heard, Craig Ferrantino, certified financial fiduciary and certified wealth strategist. He's the founder and president of Craig James Financial Services. Always great to have Craig on. Every time I sit in for Jay, we get to have Craig. And he can give us the update on what the heck is going on out there. Craig Ferrantino, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, Tom. Welcome. It's so good to hear you again. Oh, my goodness. It's been a while. Welcome back to the morning, you know. I'm doing well, you know, Tom. We have a lot going on this week. The focus of the week for this week, at least on the financial markets front, was the Fed meeting, which was, you know, basically yesterday headliner. Basically, it seems like rates will be higher for longer now that, you know, before we're going to have 3 rate cuts for the year that they told us, which we didn't buy here at Craig James Financial, but they told us 3 rate cuts for the year. Now they're pricing in a 50% rate cut in September. That may go down too based on some of the numbers we get today and some of the numbers we'll get in the future. So the big number today, now the focus is away from Jerome Powell, who told us, Tom, that the inflation was transitory. And then they have this famous quote, like maybe perhaps higher for longer. We have structural inflation. Those are some of the comments that we've been told since they told us the transitory, which was not true, and then higher for longer, which is probably true. And then, of course, this is structural inflation, which nobody knows is, but nonetheless, that's where we're at. So today we get 2 reports at 8:30. We get the jobs report, and then the Institute for Supply Management comes out at 10 a.m. And basically, these are things that are telling us. These are jobs report is a lagging indicator, but it gives us an idea of what happened in the past. And we'll see where 303,000 jobs. We're looking at a 3.8% unemployment rate, which seems healthy. If you look at the quality of jobs, Tom, it's a little bit of a different situation because some of those jobs are temporary jobs and part-timers and things like that. So it gets people off the unemployment rolls, but it's not really paying enough money to make it through an inflationary economy. Now, when we look at jobs, I wanted to just focus on today. This is Friday, of course, on the 3rd of May. I want to look at, there's a list on LinkedIn, Tom, of the best U.S. companies to work for. And I'm going to go through the top 15, because when you get to 15, that's a company that's used to be very prevalent among Allen. But number one is J.P. Morgan Chase. Financial services, J.P. Morgan. I started my career at J.P. Morgan a long time ago on Wall Street. Great, great company at the time. When they merged with Chase, they had some things to work out. But Amazon is number 2, which has a presence now on Long Island a bit. Wells Fargo, Deloitte is number 4. Deloitte, the consulting accounting firm. PricewaterhouseCoopers, number 5. Number 6 is United Health Group. Now, this is based on gender diversity, ability to advance, skills growth, company stability, external opportunity, and things like educational background. So number 7 is AT&T. Number 8 is Verizon. 9 is Moderna, which is really based in the Boston area. That's the main one of the vaccines we were dealing with. Number 10 on the list is Alphabet, which is Google. 11 is General Motors. 12, Bank of America. 13, MasterCard. 14, Capital One. 15, wait for it, Northrop Grumman, the 15th best company in the country to work for. Northrop Grumman used to have 40,000 employees here in Long Island, obviously, perhaps 3,000, you know, Tom. So what's missing, though, Tom, was very, very interesting. We had Amazon and Alphabet on the list. Missing is Microsoft, NVIDIA, Facebook, Tesla. Very interesting there. So that's of the Magnificent 7, only 2 are on the list. These are the top 15 U.S. companies to work for. according to LinkedIn data. So as we get the jobs report, start to think of where are those jobs? How are these companies? Are they laying off? Are they hiring? Because that's where you want to work. And these other places, the temporary, the 20 hours a week jobs, it's not cutting it to help you get through the week and the month and pay your bills and things like that. That's what I have for today. This is big numbers. We'll see how the market, we're trading. The futures are positive. And we'll see how that comes after the news at 8:30 and then at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, in fact, I'm telling you, I was taking some notes because I want to get those reports when they start to release, particularly the jobs number. It's something that we take up quite a bit on my show. People are concerned about the economy. Long Islanders are hurting. Credit card debt, all of that taking place. Mortgage rate 7.2% now. And people need you now more than ever, Craig, and you can clearly see that. But certainly appreciate it. Any final thoughts, Craig?
100%. Thank you, Tom.
Okay. Well, Craig Ferrantino, always with us here on LI News Radio. Craig, thank you very much. You have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, you too, Tom. Have a great weekend, my friend.